Time for the Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA,
the Local Hero Agriculture folks. We finally got a little bit of rain, but are our farms suffering due to lack of water?
I would say that they're not suffering. I think a lot of our farms, one resource that they have is access to water from the Connecticut River to other rivers to other sources. Some of the smaller farmers that don't have the infrastructure set up, they clearly have to spend a lot more time getting water to the plants. But for us as consumers, we have a orgy of delights that have come and are coming our way. It's this beginning of the summer bounty, and it's incredible.
There's nothing like an orgy of delights.
Nothing like that, Monty, but we have it.
What are some of the delights in our orgy, Devon?
Oh, Monty, you know, raspberries are in full bloom and
bursting
fruit
with juices.
So we are eating lots of those this week, and obviously corn on the cob is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries are incredible right now.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we have peaches. So, yeah.
What sort of interesting food stuffs have you discovered in this farmer's market exploration?
So I grow corn, which is not yet ready because I don't get it ready for July 4th, but I do garlic. And I got introduced to garlic through my CSA farm, and I bought some garlic seed through them. They don't usually sell it. And I've gone from growing about 15 bulbs of garlic to now I harvested 130 bulbs of garlic. It is in the guest room of my house, which is now vampire free.
What about you, Devon?
Well, Monty, I'm going with the meat route. This past week, I explored chicken pate, and it was using local chicken from Mockingbird Farm, and it was prepared by an excellent chef in the valley, Dan from Bistro Le Gras.
And even it had fennel.
It did have fennel in it, and I don't like that, nor do I like chicken liver. But I said, I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to try things that are new, because we all have to do that. And it was absolutely delicious.
Now, what I think is interesting, Devon, is you're from Eastern Mass like I am.
I am.
And there, the divide between the psychology of Eastern Mass residents and people here in the Valley, the Happy Valley, farmers market, eat locals, support local, is so vast. How do you bridge that divide? Like, when you go back out east there, are you having to ship? I have to bring Pierce Brothers coffee with me. I bring my own wine and stuff. How do you bridge that divide? Are you trying to turn on Eastern Mass to the bounty of farming feasts that we have out here? The orgy of delights, as Phil Corman from CESA likes to call it?
The truth of the matter is, I, like you, have to bring practically everything I eat back home to the family because they call me a food snob. I now grow my own animals for meat, and I buy a lot of vegetables from the farmers markets. So I really do bring home bags of food when I go. I recently, you know, during asparagus season, I went home and every sibling got a bunch of asparagus from me. I try to get them to go to those farmers markets. I have to say, it's kind of hard because when I leave, it's like all the fresh food goes away too. If I live there, I think I'd do a better job at making them go and get the local stuff. But I try to do my part by giving Christmas gifts that are locally made jam.
Mm-hmm. And is it well received when they actually taste it? Do they realize that maybe it doesn't have to do with highfalutin snobbery? Maybe that has to do with like a certain ineffable quality? Effable quality. Effable because it's in an orgy of delight.
Exactly. No, they truly do love the local food. They enjoy the taste of it and everything. For me, it's taking a little bit of time to convince them, though, you know, to make it their habit. Mm-hmm. And I have to keep reminding them, and I have to keep giving them and cooking for them.
So a thought that Devon and I always have, and we talk about this a lot, is sort of what can one do to sort of invite people in to feast with you?
In your orgy.
In your orgy, yes, Monty.
You should never have said that, and you know it.
I probably didn't say it. It probably came from your mind through my lips, is I think how it happened.
That's how it usually happens in an orgy.
Yes, yes. I keep thinking, what are the different ways we all can do this? So the farmer's market's great. You just have a friend meet you there and they taste a bit of community as they're tasting the food. You go to a restaurant and you say what's fresh on the menu because that's what's local on the menu. That's what's come from this area. You know, if you're cooking something or growing something, having a friend come over or share it or give them the seeds for it. So we're just really curious to hear from people what their stories are about how they're going to be doing it this summer. And we'd love them to email us at phil@buylocalfood.org or devon@buylocalfood.org. And we'll post it on the Facebook page. We want to hear these stories of success as you take your families of origin and bring them to your geographic location of food.